Today, we're going to look at what we find at the center of the Earth. You probably learned back in primary school that the Earth consists of a crust, a mantle, and a core. You may have some memory of what constitutes these three parts. We're not actually going to look at the composition today. Instead, we're going to focus on how we know. Nobody has dug deep into the center of the Earth to find out what it's made of. So, how do we know? Or should I say, think we know what the center of the Earth is made of? Let's look at this in detail. Isaac Newton was the first person to really investigate this. He did it by looking at the Earth's density, and he did that by studying gravity. Basically, he computed the Earth's gravity by calculating the strength of its magnetic field. Now, rock has a density of less than 3 grams per cubic centimeter. So the Earth's core can't be made of rock. It must be something denser than 5 grams per centimeter for the whole planet to average out to be 5. Metals have a density around 10 grams per cubic centimeter. So we can speculate that the Earth has a metal core. Basically, the main evidence for the size and composition of the Earth's interior comes from studying waves generated during an earthquake or a nuclear explosion. When stress builds up in rocks to the point that they break, waves are sent out from the point of rupture. These waves speed out and move through the Earth, bounce around, change direction and speed based on the material they pass through. When we put seismometers on the surface of the Earth, these waves, which we call shear waves, can be measured. If we have enough seismic stations and the quake is big enough, then we can gauge how quickly a wave moves from one tracking station to another. From this, we can gauge the density of the rock, and once we know that, we get a pretty good sense of what that wave is passing through. And the results we obtain are close to what we'd estimate as to composition. That doesn't entirely rule out other elements in the core. There are likely to be trace amounts of other elements, but the data gives us a reason to believe that the core is predominantly made up of iron. What geologists have observed is that once shear waves hit the outer core, the wave disappears, and when it hits the inner core, it reappears. Now, shear waves cannot travel through liquids, because liquids do not resist shear waves. So it stands to reason that the outer core is made up of a liquid. Shear waves do travel through solids, however. So since the shear waves reappear in the inner core, geologists hypothesize that this is solid. So what is this metal? Well, for the Earth's magnetic field to exist, there must be either a permanent magnet in the center of the Earth or ionized iron molecules moving around inside a liquid medium in the Earth's interior. Now, we know there aren't any permanent magnets deep in the Earth's interior because of the high temperatures there. Therefore, we assume that there is ionized iron moving about in the Earth's liquid outer core. This magnetic field created by the iron is vital for the existence of life on Earth, as it creates a shield that blocks cosmic energy and solar winds. If these could pass through, there would be no life on Earth as we know it. Is it just iron, pure iron? Well, the information we get from meteorites gives pretty solid evidence that many cosmic objects are made of iron. It's certainly plentiful in the universe, and it's the heaviest element made during stellar fusion. Conclusion? Iron seems to be the favorite element when it comes to planet building. A type of meteorite of special interest to geologists is called Krondite, as it was formed at the same time as Earth. If we compare Krondites with rocks that have come up from the center of the surface of the Earth through geological process, we can see what elements are present in the Krondites, but not in the Earth's rocks. In that way, we can deduce that these elements are still present in the Earth's core. Based on all these theories and observations, scientists know that the Earth's core is mostly iron with some nickel and lighter elements, such as oxygen or sulfur.